Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I have a question for you this morning. Did you praise the Lord for something yesterday? Did God do something for you? And did you praise Him for it? David said in Psalm 34 that he would praise the Lord continually. Let me read that psalm to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The first verse here in this psalm is quite a challenge, because when we encounter difficult situations, our nature is not to praise God. Instead, we tend to pity ourselves and be discontented or discouraged. But David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Reminds me a little bit of the time, I believe it's in 1 Kings, that the children of Israel went to battle against one of the heathen kings, and God told them that on their way out to the battle, they were to sing a song of praise and worship, and they did. And because they listened to the Lord and obeyed His voice, and they sang and worshiped Him as they went to battle, God gave them a mighty victory. Isn't that interesting? They were praising the Lord on their way to a battle. That's interesting. How about you and me when we're faced with difficult situations and maybe a spiritual battle? Do we find it easy to sing a song of praise? Do we worship the Lord in praise, or do we allow ourselves to wallow in discouragement? Do you fear the Lord as David did here? He says here that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. What does it mean to fear the Lord? I believe that it can mean a couple of things. One is that is to revere God, to hold Him in high respect, to give Him His rightful worship and honor, and a healthy fear of doing wrong, knowing that God is righteous and just. Well, if we love the Lord and fear Him that way, I believe God will answer, hear and answer our prayers. David says here, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. He says in the next two verses after that, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him. We too need to fear the Lord that way. God hears and answers the prayers of those that love Him and fear Him. He also watches over and protects those that fear Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. Jesus said about we earthly fathers that know how to give good gifts to our children, Jesus said, "How much more doth your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to them that love him?" And he does. He is so much better than we earthly fathers are. The last verse in this psalm says, "Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." And I'm not sure that I know exactly what all that means. It doesn't mean like it would be to turn a little boy loose in a candy shop, and he would certainly not lack any good thing he could see. But that's not what he's talking about here. God gives good things to those that love and fear him. We will not lack any good thing. The Bible talks about, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally. Well, wisdom is a good thing, isn't it? And the Bible says, if we lack it, we're to ask the Lord, and he will give it to those that love and fear him. There are many good things that God does for us every day, and things that he gives us every day. God is that way. The verse earlier in this psalm says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." My encouragement to each of you today is to praise the Lord. Let his praise continually be in your mouth, in my mouth. Let's be careful to praise the Lord and exalt him, even to others, that others may be blessed, that others may be encouraged, that others may be inspired and see our genuine love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and be pointed to him too. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.